Today, researchers wrapped up a month-long cruise through the unusually warm waters of the Bering Sea. They're investigating how the second year of a warming pattern is affecting the ecosystem, including the nation's largest fishery, pollock. KDLG's Hannah Colton reports.
On board the research vessel Oscar Dyson, a dozen scientists have been trading 12-hour shifts as the ship traces a grid pattern over the eastern Bering Sea shelf.
From Unimak Island up to about 60 degrees north.
Janet Duffy Anderson is a research biologist with NOAA's Alaska Fisheries Center. Her co-lead on the Bering Sea project is Phyllis Stabenow, an oceanographer at NOAA's Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory. Stabenow explains at each stop, the ship's researchers take both physical measurements, like temperature, salinity, and nutrients, and biological samples.
So you pull in your last net, and all the fish and everything comes in, and they begin sorting them. But the ship now is moving, takes about 2.5 to 3 hours to get to the next station. So while the ship is transiting to the next station, everybody is madly running all of their samples so that they can be ready to do this again.
The goal of the daily hustle is to study the effects of an unusual phenomenon in the Bering Sea. Last year, the waters warmed dramatically after a 7-year cold spell. This sudden warming bodes ill for some species, including walleye pollock. Duffy Anderson says the last time there was an extended warm spell
was between 2001 and 2006. For the pollock fishery during that period, it was a very poor recruitment period for pollock.
The poor pollock return, she says, is due to a deficiency in the fish's food source. During warm years, the plankton, or copepods, that pollock eat are not as fatty and nutritious as plankton during cold years.
The fishes that eat that prey base also are in worse condition in the warm years than in cold years. So, in fact, they're not getting this high-fat diet. They're getting kind of a more like a potato chip diet, I guess.
Duffy Anderson says this skimpy, warm weather diet results in skinny pollock that have a hard time surviving the following winter. In contrast, Stabenow says during a cold spell, pollock are eating fat-rich plankton.
So by the end of the summer, they're short and fat, and they can make it through the winter much, much more successfully than the long, skinny guys in warm years.
Duffy Anderson says the warm years cause another disturbing trend, an increase in cannibalism among pollock.
When the nutrient base of the prey is poor, they go after each other.
A drop in pollock survival may be the biggest economic impact of this new warm spell, but the scientists say the changes go much deeper than a single species. Historically, Stabenow says, Bering Sea temperatures would fluctuate randomly from year to year. So you'd see a warm year, followed by a cold, followed by a medium year, and so on. But over the last 15 years, those brief highs and lows have stretched out into 5, 6, 7 year periods. Stabenow says this could signal a big change in the region's climate patterns.
Has the Bering Sea shifted from this high year-to-year variability to a more stanza where you have groups of warm and groups of cold, which would have profound impacts on the ecosystem if it has happened? And we don't know if it is. Is this a random occurrence? Statistically, it's looking less and less like it.
With the warm mass of Pacific water known as the blob and El Nino in the forecast, continued warm conditions are expected. The Oscar Dyson completed its Bering Sea cruise and returned to Dutch Harbor Tuesday. Duffy Anderson and Stabenow say a snapshot of data will be provided to NOAA fisheries managers and the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council within a month. A more thorough analysis of the data will be released in about a year. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.